now host of 2020 on ABC. We say hello to Ryan Smith here on the program. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ryan. Thanks for coming on. Ryan, Chase and I aren't that smart, so we get a guy like you who's really smart. It makes our show sound so much better. So thank you for doing this.
Oh, please. Come on now.
Right.
You guys are probably way smarter than I am. I'm a Sixers fan, so.
No, not not at all. Let's talk about what's going on tomorrow night on 2020 because, you know, that's such an iconic news magazine. You're part of that. That's got to be an amazing thing. But tomorrow night you have this special that's going on called Roadmap to Murder about this couple that lived up in Wisconsin that was brutally murdered and all that. First of all, two questions, Ryan. Why are we always fascinated with this kind of story? And this story also is pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah. Answer to the first question is we're fascinated by this just like we are all true crime because it feels like it could be somebody we know. It feels like a story that's like – It almost seems like fiction, but it's the kind of thing of like, that could happen to me. And in this case, this was a couple that a young man reported missing, their son, saying they went up to their cabin and never came back. And what's really shocking about this is perfectly nice couple, you know, the kind that would eat popcorn together and watch movies, had two sons who were doing really well. But they eventually are found murdered, not just murdered, but dismembered. Ugh. And what ends up happening in this case, what I want people to watch for tomorrow when they see it on ABC, is the evidence, there was none in the beginning. But police uncover clue after clue, including odd behavior by a family member, and then a piece of technology, a screenshot that blows this case wide open and finds a murderer.
Oh my goodness. You know, when you report on stories like this, we're always like, you know, go to the husband or go to the wife first. But oftentimes, I mean, you get kind of into the rabbit hole of these stories. And I know you see these all the time. Do you still get sucked into that rabbit hole?
Always. And it's not always in the same way. Sometimes it's the rabbit hole of like understanding the background of it or the investigation. In this case, it was the motive. It was the why, because these two people were about as nice as you could be. Guys, I was at their house. I went around the neighborhood, talked to officers, investigators, everybody, lots of people who knew them. It's like these were like, they were volunteering for the fire department. They were really nice people. And it just doesn't make sense as to why this would happen to them until you start uncovering the evidence and seeing sort of the nefarious stuff going on behind the scenes, stuff that they didn't do themselves, but that other people had against them.
Oh, my goodness. ABC News contributor and ESPN analyst Ryan Smith with us on the Chase and McJoe Show. You know, Ryan, you've done a lot of stuff in ESPN. You know, I grew up on SportsCenter in the 80s and 90s. I never thought they would have a legal analyst be part of the show, but it's become a very important part of what you guys do, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, now I'm a SportsCenter anchor, but I still do legal analysis. And for a while, it was huge, and there were two or three legal analysts. Now it's not as big in the same way. Like, we don't cover legal stories in the same way, so I'm not on talking about law as much, but I still do it on Stephen A. Smith's podcast, other things like that, still do it for ABC. I think there's always a place just because, look, I mean, the sad thing is, in sports, we always have legal issues come up. So I think as long as that happens, sadly, I'll continue to do it. But in many ways, it doesn't end up being the positive stuff. It ends up being the stuff that's tough. And the job for a guy like me is just to take the complicated and make it simple, to make it something that everybody can understand, hey, this is why we're here.
Did we kind of see the birth of a legal analyst with the OJ trial? Was that kind of the first big thing with it?
Yep, that was it. That was when it became national. Like, everybody's going to pay attention now. I think there were always this little smattering of legal stories here and there. But it was kind of like, we don't care. People do bad things all the time. But OJ really fixated the entire country on this. I mean, OJ gave birth to Court TV, where I worked for a while. Wow. OJ gave birth to all these trials. And in many ways, it gave birth to the true crime genre. But it really did it for sports as well.
We're talking to Ryan Smith, ESPN, ABC. So we know one half of the NBA Finals with Oklahoma City beating Minnesota last night. They advance for their first finals since, I think, 2012. But also on the other side, Indiana could close it out against New York. Do you think the Pacers get it done tonight?
I don't think so. I think the Knicks hold on. I think it's going to go to six. You know, I'll be honest with you, I really wanted the Knicks to go. This is going to sound really unpopular, but I'm going to say it anyway. There is something about the NBA where when the Knicks or the Lakers make it deep into the playoffs, it just seems to, like, everybody seems to watch and be more into it. And I know that, I know people hate to hear that, but that just happens to be the way I feel. That said, I think if Indiana makes the finals, it's going to be the greatest finals we've seen in a decade. I really do. Indiana plays fast. OKC's got the best defense. They're, both teams are really, really deep. I think it's like you're gonna hear names like that you haven't even heard before popping in with 15, 20 points, unexpected stuff happening. I think it's going to go seven games. So for me, I don't think they're going to close it out tonight. I think the Pacers close it out in game six, and I think we got a barn burner of a finals.
I am really glad that you said that because I agree with you. I think it's going to be really, really, really compelling and good basketball. But, you know, it's the age old, oh, it's Oklahoma City and Indiana. You know, the NBA is going to hate that.
Yep. I mean, it's a little different now, right, because now we focus more on superstars. So it's a little bit easier to transcend that. But can you imagine what Adam Silver is thinking right now, sitting back saying, ooh, OKC and Indiana, great. I mean, he would love to – I mean, deep in his heart, I know he wouldn't say this, but I'm sure everybody at the NBA would love for the Knicks to be there. But if you can get a great series out of this, I do think people will tune in. And that's what I liked about today's NBA. You have these teams, they might be smaller market, but they put on some great basketball. And that's what we all want to see.
Oh, absolutely. Ryan, you've done a lot of great profiles of athletes. One guy that's near and dear to us in Nashville, you did one on Steve McNair. That was really, really well done. You know, we love Steve here. What happened at the end of that, you know, is really split Nashville in a lot of ways. What did you find out about McNair when you did the story on him?
Yeah, this was one of the most heart-wrenching and also one of the most interesting cases I've ever done. What I found out was, so while we were doing this interview, the family granted us really great access. I spoke to his wife, his son, and what really moved me about this story was how they found out. I mean, I'll never forget it because the son was recounting it to me as he was going through it, and it was like he was experiencing it as he was telling me. Wow. And it's rare that I've seen something so moving, that they're in the kitchen, they get this call, he's a little boy. And at the time, he thought to himself, my dad is gone. I don't want to live anymore. That was his mentality right in that moment. And hearing this, having them convey that, man, I've never been so moved. I mean, it's like this is one of the reasons why these stories are so interesting to tell, because it is the most human. You're talking about the hardest thing someone has to deal with in their life, and you're asking them to share it. And one thing I really appreciate from the McNair family, their openness and their kindness in letting us into their lives at their worst possible moment is just amazing. I mean, this is just such an incredible family. But that's what I learned. I mean, people will look at that and say, oh, Steve McNair, he was in this relationship, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's part of what they take from it. What I take from it was Steve McNair had this amazing family. And you can see why he became this great athlete, because he had this amazing support system behind him.
I got to think, Ryan, and it was such a great story that when you do these, and I worked in television for 20 years, it doesn't get any easier the more you cover tragic stories like this, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's one of the hardest things to do. And I got to tell you, sometimes people stop me on the street and they're like, how do you talk to these people? It's always the same thing for me. For me, as difficult as it is, they've invited me here because they want to share something about their story. So when I sit down with them, I tell them every time, this is about your story. This isn't about me trying to make something happen out of your story. This is about you. You share with me what you want to share. If you feel like something doesn't sound right, let's talk about that. And maybe you can have another try at sharing that. But for me, when you start from the perspective of trying to honor the people sharing the story, you can never go wrong. And you are getting the most honest part of the worst part of their lives. Wow. It's not only fascinating, but it enables them to really connect with their story and share it. Because everybody has a reason for wanting to share that moment, even though it's difficult.
He's a contributor for ABC News and analyst for ESPN and SportsCenter anchor as well. Ryan Smith with us. Roadmap to Murder is the all-new 2020 special that will air tomorrow night on ABC. Ryan, thanks so much for doing this. We really enjoyed it.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate the time. Have a good time golfing out there.
We'll try. We will try. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Smith joining us here on the program again from ESPN and ABC. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. More Chasing Big Joe live at Hermitage Golf Course. Coming up next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.